哈。
Yeah.
And if you had been in the car with Reek Eager and I, that's pretty much exactly what it would have sounded like, minus the ukuleles. And I highly recommend pick any instrumental part and, you know, scream along with that while you're singing it. All right, we're up to page 44, book three, people. You know, that means we're nearing the end of book three. Okay, so I don't want to, like, say there's going to be trouble in book four.
These are just songs that we don't know as well as we haven't played as often. I mean, we've been playing book one for many years.
I'd say not as often is an accurate statement.
Yeah, it's just...
Book one is an old friend.
Yeah.
Book four is a new friend.
Book four is a new friend who's maybe a little sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend is a four-letter word.
And that's in there, too. So we're going to be... Yeah. So here's a Jonathan Edwards song, Sunshine. And I think this one zips by fast, so I'm going to try to restrain my excitement and keep the tempo down. And let's do a little instrumental something of it to get going. Two, three, and... Such a happy, pissed off song.
Yeah.
All right.
The best kinds of.
Well, you're tuned to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC Catskill Acre Hudson.
You're tuned in hard to a level that you've not been tuned into ukuleles before. Now you're going to get a level of concentration. It's going to be, I don't know.
Something.
Ukuleles are not.
I was going to say tantric, but that's not quite what I was thinking.
Hmm.
Well, just the part that's kind of, why does that itch that way? I don't know.
Tantric ukulele.
Tantric ukulele.
That'll be all of book five.
Gratification. All right, so this next song, Geralyn Mason will be very happy to have been attached to that intro, is a lyrical adaptation of the Merle Haggard setting, Okie from Muskogee. except this one is called A Euchre from the Catskills, and our very own, if I may make such a claim, Geralyn Mason wrote the lyrics to this, and I think I speak for everybody in this room when I say this song is exactly how we feel.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Geralyn, for that interpretation of the. Okay, Kyle's asking if Geralyn is a wrestler. Geralyn, are you a wrestler?
Well, I don't know. What Geralyn does in her spare time is not none of my business. Just saying.
Well,
she gets a lot done in her spare time.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I feel quick dig deeper.
One of the most creative people I know.
It's true.
Seriously.
Unfortunately, I don't think she's listening tonight.
Oh.
You say that, but she's probably got someone listening for her.
Yeah.
That could be.
And guess I what they said about you.
Yeah. Yeah, they said you wrote that song. Okay.
And they said it was great.
Yeah. She actually had a very nice cat statue that, well, look, it's all getting blurred now. Hey, Katie's going to lead a song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the next
this
one up.
This is such a fun song. Here
it
we
is
go.
A fun song.
The Unicorn Song.
Yes.
Katie Raftery.
All right. A long time ago, when the earth was green, there were more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the world was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. And there were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. But the Lord seen some sinning, and it caused him bane. And he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell some of those green alligators and long-necked geese. Some hump-to-deck camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Now Noah was there, and he answered the call, and he finished up the ark just as the rain started to fall. And he marched in the animals two by two, and he sung out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn." Well, Noah looked down through the driving rain, and the unicorns were hiding, playing silly games. They were clicking and a-splashing while the rain was pouring. Drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from their rocks and they cried. And the water came up and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never see a unicorn to this very day. But you'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Bravo!
All right. Thank you, Katie. That was excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what else is excellent? That we are in WGXC FM. And I'm not congratulating us. I'm thanking WGXC for allowing a bunch of misfit, scruffy, hopeful, we come in peace ukulele players occupy the airwaves for a couple of hours each month. We really appreciate it. And our little group appreciates it. And we're happy to be here. You're listening to WGXC FM 90.7 Catskill Acre Hudson, Ukuleles Unleashed, with your hosts
John Sturman,
Katie Raftery,
Carmen Borgia, and
Kyle Smith.
Say it out loud. There we go. Say it off mic.
Kyle Smith.
See, Kyle doesn't have to drop the mic because he's off mic. So that means it's like He can make errors at a greater level than the rest of us. All right. Yes. That's why we're here, man. We're here to sort it out. Page 47, people, when you're smiling.
Okay. Such a wonderful song.
Your side.
when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again, 'cause when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles, the whole world smiles, the whole world smiles with you.
Oh, don't they?
Ah, that song just makes me feel so good.
So now,
I don't even know what I'm saying.
So now.
So now
we're going to play John's theme song.
Yeah, right? This goes out to all the beekeepers out there.
Yes.
When the bees are in the hive. But do we have to put on our bluegrass voice? I don't know.
All our beekeepers with broken hearts.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, sorry, was that a spoiler?
Tell us more about the plight of beekeepers.
The plight of, well, maybe it's not a very, I don't know. Tell us, John.
Well, beekeeping is not a very profitable business. They say if you want to make a small fortune in beekeeping, you start with a large one.
I love that. I thought beekeeping was relatively inexpensive.
It can be, but, you know.
I didn't even know there were beekeeping jokes.
It can be expensive.
The beekeeper jokes are mainly told by cricket farmers.
Wait, there's the Eddie Izzard one, isn't it? I'm covered in bees. It's the only one I know.
So this is page 48, When the Bees Are in the Hive. Her cheeks are like the first red rose of June. Her sweet voice sounds just like rippling water, and so tenderly she hums an old love tune. But soon her song of joy is turned to sorrow, for her sweetheart now has come to say goodbye. He's thinking of the sad and lonely morrow, and kisses her and murmurs with a sigh. When the bees are in the hive and the honey's in the comb, and the golden sun has been kissed the dew, while the old mill wheel turns round around Mary. When the bees are in the hive, I'll come to you. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba. She looked down in the silver waters shining,
house are dimmed with gray. Long years waited there for his returning, all in vain when she's thinking of him someday. For the lamp of hope is still in heart is burning, and the old bill turns around, it seems to say, when the bees are in the hive,
you know, it's not as tragic as I remember it from the first time we went through it.
Yeah.
When Mike brought this in.
The bees were in the hive.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike brought this in, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a beekeeper.
Man, you guys, gotta lighten up.
Well, yeah, the light honey's nicer than dark honey, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know.
All right, so next up is Women Are Smarter, Grateful Dead, Norman Spann. We get two kind of reactions, three kind of reactions on this song.
So far.
One is like, I'm just saying it because they're smarter. And so that's usually by the person singing it. And then another reaction is, that's kind of condescending. And then the other reaction is, well, of course we are, you idiots. So that's my setup. I kind of like the song.
It's you can write into us and let us know.
You can, look, if you think that I missed any takes on this song, any reactions, adverse or otherwise, send them in. I'll add them to the list next time. There'll be four. It's more complex than it looks, I think, at first blush. Thank you. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You hear any women singing a dumb song like that? Just kidding. Actually, Katie was singing, and she's not dumb. She's smart, as we just discussed.
As we just discussed.
Okay. Oh, well, speaking of Katie.
Oh, yeah.
So Katie has, well, I would say she'd asked to lead Wrecking Ball, but we're like, no, you're going to lead Wrecking Ball. I'm not going to take that bullet. But
yeah, I'm the one who's going to be singing Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so let's take just a breath here. So it's a quarter of nine. We're doing pretty good here. We're doing pretty good. So yeah, we don't even have to do a station ID, even though we are, in fact, on WGXC-FM.
In case you forgot.
As if we could be anywhere else.
All right.
Okay, so hold on a second. Let me have a sip of the nectar of the gods, a.k.a. Pepsi. Hmm.
Okay.
Hey, that's my Pepsi. Don't drink that. We are swarmed with John's dogs. We have Daisy and Max down here. The cat Morris has, as far as I can tell, been driven from the basement, which he's not usually driven easily by the dogs. But
we also have something to
these
do with
dogs
John
are cat friendly, although the cats don't know that.
They might know it, but they also might be like, well, what if we're not dog friendly? Like
WTF?
Have
right?
you ever thought of that?
We didn't ask for dogs.
Yeah. They came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. All right. How
As
do
they
we?
Do.
How do we want to set this up?
All right. I'll start it off. We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped. Never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It's slowly turned you. Let me burn now, rashes on the ground. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard. Should have let you in. Never meant to start a war. I just wanted you to let me in. I guess I should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard. In a blazing fall, all you ever did was break.
righteous.
Ka-chong.
All right.
All right. Hey, this
I hope Miley wasn't listening, because that I wouldn't want to break her heart.
We're up to the last song.
I could have done that rendition.
We're up to the last song in book three.
This is great. We got you and I.
This is good.
No, that's good. I think that was our that might have been our most credible version of Wrecking Ball.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when the whole gang was here.
I should be nicer than that. It was pretty happening. Yeah.
And those of you playing at home sounded great too.
You know, really, what makes it a lot better is I'm not the one mainly singing it, because.
Give yourself more credit.
I give myself all kinds of credit, and I just am not the best Miley channeler, and I wish I were, but you know, everybody can't do everything.
Julie's a pretty good Miley channeler too.
Oh yeah, no, she's serious when that song gets played.
She was the librarian at Chatham, and she brought the song in. Said like, look, let's play this on ukuleles.
The first thing I thought was like, who did this to you, honey? Like, what are they? So, all right, so you and I. So this one is a fave and a oft-repeated one.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on, because I got confused. So who's... Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if we talked about
we didn't talk
somebody
about
else
it.
Singing it. I think you've sung it some anyway. So okay.
Right.
So yeah, Katie's gone.
Okay. Does us right. And that's a wrap on book three.
Book three, we hardly knew ye. But we'll be back one day.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll be back on Saturday with some of it. All right.
And you can join in as well.
So each book, there's kind of two basic characters to the books. There's the book that I actually wrote, figured out the chords and checked them. And then everything matches, because you can tell when you look at one page and another, all the type fonts are the same. And then there's the each page came from some place on the internet. And so book four is more like that. We may even have a song or two in book four. We shall see that we might have to put on hold till later, because there's a few here that are, these are more recent arrivals. But
And if you're listening at home, you're going, well, where are these books? You can go to UkuleleCatskill.com and download them. There they are, PDFs.
There's PDFs, man. We are PDF fiends. You know, people don't know what you can do with a PDF. You could take like 48 ukulele songs, one PDF, bang, just like that. Put that on your computer, open it up. It's like sliced bread. Doesn't have stuff this has, this PDF thing. So you should get in on it. You should go to Ukulele Catskill. Download one of those PDFs.
There's not that many slices in a loaf of bread.
Not even that many.
No.
And a song is like a piece of bread you can chew on forever.
That's deep, man.
I just made that up. I get the t-shirt rights on that meme. Okay.
Some algorithm somewhere has already heard that and has already made the t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, WGXC doesn't really seem like the type of station that would be scrubbing their feed for cool ideas. I mean, in
That's
terms
it.
Of, like, you know, like Facebook. I mean, no, there are, I don't mean there's no cool ideas, but, you know, because certainly we're a cool idea. But, yeah, they're not like data harvesters like some folks. We're more data generators.
I just really do want to thank WGXC for being there because because of this radio station, we get to do things like this, and you won't find it on other radio stations. And so WGXC is just this unique voice in the Hudson Valley. And it really is our honor and privilege to be a part of it. And please stay tuned. There's always great stuff going on here, from experimental music and cool listening as well as community stuff, and then us.
Yeah, we like having a little radio show for our ukulele club. It's pretty good. So we're going to start off here. Book 4 kicks off with Across the Universe, mate. The Beatles. So if you watched the Beatles documentary recently, then they referred to this. They played some hunks of this, and it was spoken of positively. That documentary is pretty cool. It's like the Beatles, but longer. So I highly recommend it.
I highly recommend it, too. I was mesmerized.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
Change my world. Nothing's gonna
Turn the page, stump the chumps. Ha! All the hard days are gone is next.
Oh, this is such a good song.
This one we like.
This is putting that thought out into the world.
You're tuned to WGXC Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Radio for open ears, 90.7 on the FM dial, and everywhere at WGXC.org.
Okay. Let's hope the song doesn't have a bridge. This is Amy, Pure Prairie League.
Make your own bridge.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah. For you.
Hey.
I'm scanning through. I'm like, it doesn't look like it. But then, you know, you're playing along, minding your own business, singing a song, acting like nothing's wrong. And then, hey, why did that change keys right there? I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make things. Let's see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do?
wide for us to find. All the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time. And can't you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Oh, Amy, what you want to do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Interesting ending to that song.
Well, I felt like that chorus just sang itself. Yeah. Apparently, we've heard that song before on the radio or something.
I've heard the chorus before.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, that just snapped right into light. It was like, hey, there we go. So that's why we do this. For those magical moments of lightning in a bottle.
You're tuned to Ukuleles Unleashed, our monthly ukulele playing show. And we're heading through, we're now in book four, playing everything we can.
This is our monthly ukulele radio show where we pay tribute to our weekly ukulele Zoom podcast.
Well, you know, we should also mention we do a Wednesday night open mic as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
That's on Zoom. That's been tremendous.
Yeah, it's not just a blind obedience to the 200 selected songs that I lead each time and drive everybody to do in a conformist manner.
This is how we find the 200 songs.
This is how we find it, but also the open mic is if you want to play some of your own stuff and you don't want to have to put up with moi. So yeah, the Wednesday nights are good for that. And yeah, we like to hear you because that's where we hear new stuff. And so there's a place to practice, a place to bring in your new, and we're here for you. So okay, we got two blues in a row. Wait, do we have three?
No.
No.
We got two blues and a bye. So you got Blue Bayou and Blue Moon. Blue Bayou. So bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all of the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Nickel saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, but come what may. I'll feel better again on the bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where the folks are fun and the world is mine on Blue Bayou, where those fishing boats with their bells afloat, if I could only see my familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes. The silver moon in the evening tide on some sweet day gonna take away
this hurting inside.
Well, I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on
Justice,
nice.
Justice to that song.
That was recognizably Blue by You.
Mm-hmm. It was Blue by You.
That's funny. Yeah, we shouldn't have to be careful about
the
that.
The highest compliment for a joke. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there must be a whole little catalog of humor that goes around that title and people who've sung it. So.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to have made that joke.
Sure, I didn't catch it, though. So. So.
Yeah. I was coming up with a sequel.
Yeah. I blew past you. Cadillac looking like a ton of lead. We don't do that one for some reason. Okay, give me a second. Let me just give myself a little. All right, Blue Moon, people.
Pink Cadillac.
We're on page 5 of book 4.
Saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me
song always is wonderful.
It is.
Okay, folks, so it's time for a little Everly Brothers. I feel that Linda is going to dial in with Radar Love.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. All right, let's see. Go ahead. E flat 6. Right, is that right?
Song as perky as possible while saying that you're going to die.
I think that's basically its magic trick.
Skipping off
it's
to
a good
hell.
Trick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. There are songs like that. This song.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
that
very good.
Brand of song.
Yeah, yeah. What's the we can't say the title, but it's the it's that Gnarls Barkley
oh,
song.
Oh yes.
Yeah, F you.
Forget you.
Forget you.
The,
yeah. Same
the version
same
that was
kind
on
of
Glee.
Deal. Same kind of deal. It's like that song is like
ooh,
the
ooh, ooh.
Worst rejection, and it is the most happy, gleeful song possibly ever sung.
Oh, yes. Like so catchy.
But not on the radio before
no,
10.
Not before 10.
Not before 10. After 10,
all bets are off.
Lose your minds, people. Which British? Well, depends which.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Was that punk? Was that Sex Pistols, or it was before then? Oh. So censorship is a thing.
Yeah.
So. All right. So we're going to do Catch a Falling Star, page 7, book 4. Kyle, we're going to have to get you a mic next time. I want to hear what you're saying. We're getting on. No, he told us he didn't sing, and, you know, he doesn't want to. There he is telling us stuff, and we got to hear it, so.
But Kyle lays down a pretty good bass for us, I must say. It's nice to have that.
A falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want a holder, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a phone and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Oh, love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want a holder, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start to multiply, they just might. Just a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
Excellent. That was really great.
It's fun. I like it. Glad we actually practiced the echo part.
I'd sing that again.
Yeah.
All right, chicken is nice. Let's see.
Yes, it is.
Okay, this one is one I kind of barely know, so let's give me a second here. This chicken is nice. This is another Dave Von Ronk passed this on to us. It's an American folk song. I think I know this. Okay, so we might have to table.
I have like a rough idea, but.
Hum it a little bit. Let's see if we.
Don't want no wine from Rhymes Fall. I think.
So it's a waltz.
I think so. Am I right? Or am I way off?
Roberts Falls. The only dish she could cook is fried fish. I don't want no wine from Rhymes Fall. Okay, let's take another moment. Let's just try that first. I don't want no life from Robert's Falls. I don't want no life from Robert's Falls. The only dish she can cook is fried fish. I don't want no life from Robert's Falls. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice with plum butter and rice. I don't want no wife from Cape Palmas. If I move around, she'll clean the ground. I don't want no wife from Cape Palmas. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice with butter and rice. I don't want no wife from Sino. I don't want no wife from Sino. If I go out at night, she'll challenge me to a fight. I don't want no wife from Sino. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice with butter and rice. I don't want no wife from Monrovia. I don't want no wife from Monrovia. When my money gets low, to another she'll go. I don't want no wife from Monrovia. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice. Chicken is nice.
rice with palm butter and rice. Ba ba ba.
I hope we're close.
I think that was pretty close.
Okay. Well, it sounded like a good song anyway.
Yeah.
There's no one here to challenge me who knows better, so we're
not in this room.
That's the song now.
That's the song now for tonight. They improvised quite an amazingly innovative version.
What an interpretation.
Yes. All right. That's right.
We're up to City of New Orleans, page 9.
There we go, page 9.
Yeah. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out of Kankakee. Rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name. Freight yard full of old black men. And the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rail's all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the City of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem fading to a bad dream. And steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. Train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are ya? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Okay, what surprise lingers behind the next page? Okay, Darlin' Be Home Soon. I'm going to do this one, I think. See.
many. There are so many good songs in this book. I just have
this
to
is
say.
A really cool song too.
I have actually been assaulted and beaten in a parking lot.
That's a story.
For refusing to play Freebird. Physically assaulted, beaten. It's great. I'd do it again, or I wouldn't do it again, depending on how we look at it. Yeah, well, I'd have had to be hit a little harder for them to get the shoes off, but. How did I end up in that bar anyway? Okay, so Darling Be Home Soon, Love and Spoonful.
Of having you to talk to, for the great
of having you to talk to. Who's up here?
Oh, Max went upstairs.
Oh, we are having a little dog drift.
Wow.
John's brought his dogs, Max and Daisy. Individually, they are possibly the cutest dogs, but together they are.
Mayhem.
It's a force multiplier. It's a lot of a lot of cute aggression that goes on. Oh, give me the doggy. Ah. Yeah, so. All right, so let's see. Page 11, people. You know what? You're listening to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC FM 90.7, Catskill Acre Hudson, with your hosts, Carmen Borgia,
John Sturman,
Katie Raftery,
Kyle Smith, off in the distance. That's, you know why he's so far in the distance? Because he dropped the mic earlier, because he owns this show. So, all right. So we're going to do Don't Think Twice. It has a very annoying and incorrect modulation at the end, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway because it's what's on the paper. Ooh, hold on. You know, with the ukulele, there's not really that much to be in tune.
And yet.
So you want to make sure that what you have is as close as it can be. Robert Zimmerman. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if then you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use turning on your light, baby. Light I never know. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road, but I wish there was something you could do or say. Try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use calling out my name, guy, like you never done before. And it ain't no use calling out my name, guy, I can't hear you anymore. Well, I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Okay, so hold on. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, guy, so I'll just say fare thee well. Well, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. Well, you just kind of wasted my precious time. Well, don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Nice job, Carmen.
Very nice.
You know, I just wish I knew how to sing that song earlier in my life, because that sentiment that's expressed in that song, that terrified me. I was like, who would write a song like this, and who would want to have a song like this written about them? But the more I play it, I'm like, sometimes you just need this. I don't even think of it as like a girlfriend thing. It's just, you know, I guess I'm getting a little carried away here with the interpretation.
It's that time.
It's that time of night, right? That's 20 minutes left in the set.
Well, this is Ukuleles Unleashed. We our monthly ukulele radio show. We bring you ukulele music, live and otherwise.
Live, man. I'm hopped up on the live lately.
The live's pretty good.
I don't know how we're going to go
Me
back.
Me too.
But you know that means we have to keep playing new stuff.
Or we can just pull out goodies and mix it.
No, we can't just keep playing the same songs over and over again. Like we can't, once People we play through the set, them. Man, we got to move on.
All right.
That would be like the Beatles, like not breaking up. Can't have that. Yeah, then you would have never had wings.
Think of what we're losing.
Or you know, George Harrison's, all the George Harrison's music.
Well, that's, yeah, so. I picked Wings to be mean. If I'd picked George Harrison, I would have been. Okay, so Drunken Sailor, somehow this has ended up in here. Shave
we'll
his belly
find out
with
why in a moment.
Yeah, well. Look, we all like to torture a sailor in our spare time. Also, a thing we very, 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 very much love in our ukulele Catskill jams are songs with two chords. And
that is true.
What's great about two chords is if it's not one, it's the other.
And yet you'd be surprised how often you could be playing the wrong chord in a song.
That's true.
Or maybe you're playing the right chord, but you're singing the wrong melody.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Lie in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning. Swing him in a longboat till he's sober. Swing him in a longboat till he's sober. Swing him in a longboat till he's sober. Her lie in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning. Give him a dose of salt and water. Give him a dose of salt and water. Give him a dose of salt and water. Her lie in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning. What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Her lie in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Her lie in the morning. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Hey, hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning. What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Her lie in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning.
Holy modal. So that's good.
That was very
a little
fun.
Two chord, A minor and G. Look, you could, whole cultures have survived on less. So, all right, Fast Car. So we got Katie singing us a little bit here.
Yes.
So this is good. We got 15 minutes. 15 minutes left in our set here on the radio. This is the point in my old days as a gig person. I'd be like eyeing the bar. I'm like, is there going to be open?
Oh, yeah. I got to get out of drunken sailor mode into fast car
into fast car mode. Well,
off
perhaps.
A boat and into a car.
That's right. Okay, so let's take a moment and settle ourselves into this.
All right. Got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Started from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. See, my old man's got a problem. He lived with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. Mama ran off to the shelter. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising to entertain ourselves. You still ain't got a job. I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out to the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. You got a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away. We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Wow.
Thank you.
Really nice, Katie.
Thank you.
That felt good.
All right. Friend is a four-letter word. This is a cake song.
Friend.
Well, to me, coming from you. Friend is a four-letter word and is the only part of the word that I heard. Call me morbid or absurd, but to me, coming from you, friend is a four-letter word. Fishing for the words I am wishing you would say to me. I am really only praying that the words you'll soon be saying. Listen to WGXC. We're closing in. 9:53. We've got 7 minutes left here, so we're going to do get together here. Little Young Bloods. Telling you, man, seventh inning stretch. It's like.
A song we sing, and a tear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Try to love one another right now. hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, and is there at your
closing in. So you're listening to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC Catskill Acre Hudson. It's our pleasure to bring you ukulele music with Carmen Borgia, John Sturman, Katie Raftery, and Kyle Smith. Wonderful. I'll play with all you.
Hey, thanks for listening. We really enjoy doing this. If you want to play with us with ukuleles, it's not, it's a pretty self-selecting group, and you can select yourself to be in it if you want to. So, we play typically, well, we do on the Zoom thing, and you can find us on ukulelecatskill.com. You know, it's free. We may for donation, but we never tell you not to come if you don't have any money, and because we just want all the people.
And it's Saturdays at 1:30, and Wednesdays at 6:30. You can find the information at our website, ukulelecatskill.org.
All are welcome in the house of the ukulele. And so we're going to wrap it up here, I think, with a little going down the road feeling bad. So hold on a second here. I got to check my feed here. We got to check the feed. I was having a discussion with Nancy Giles the other day about the feed. She's like, "What the heck even is the feed?" I'm like, "It's the feed. You know, the thing where the
you feed it."
Yeah. She's like, "No." She was like, "I don't. It's. I still don't understand." I told her like. So I'm telling the joke wrong, basically.
She won't understand it better after this.
Going down the road.
Feeling bad.
Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad, bad, bad. And I don't want to be treated this way. Going where the water tastes like wine. Going down where the water tastes like wine. Going where the water tastes like wine, oh Lord. And I don't want to be treated this way. Suits my clothes. Well, I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. And I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. Oh, yeah. And I don't want to be treated this way. Treated this way, and I don't want.
be treated this way.